BBC News, I'm John Shea. South Korea and the United States have started their annual joint military exercises, which have been shortened this year due to a thaw in ties with North Korea. The drills will involve the same number of troops but will not include nuclear submarines. North Korean criticism of the exercises has been muted as the country's leader Kim Jong-un prepares for talks with his US and South Korean counterparts. Two major South Korean music acts are about to perform historic concerts in the north as a gesture of peace. 160 people, including performers and support crews, have travelled to Pyongyang for the event. The governor of the Russian region of Kemerovo, Aman Tuleyev, has resigned. He said it was morally impossible for him to continue following last week's devastating fire, which killed more than 60 people at a shopping centre. Investigators found that fire exits were blocked and alarm systems were broken. The first of two aircraft carrying expelled Russian diplomats home from the United States has arrived in Moscow. 60 Russians were sent home by Washington in response to the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. The Syrian army says more than 150,000 civilians have now been evacuated from the rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta near Damascus. The army said it has retaken the whole district apart from the town of Douma, ending the threat to the capital. The Israeli Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman has rejected calls for an independent inquiry into the killing of at least 15 Palestinian protesters in Gaza. He said Israeli soldiers had done what was necessary. The UN and the European Union have called for an investigation. And Pope Francis is celebrating the traditional Easter Mass at the Vatican. Late on Saturday, he led an Easter vigil attended by 10,000 pilgrims, in which he urged believers to break out of their routines and renew their lives. BBC News.